Hi, book lovers, and welcome to Book Talk Radio Club. My name is Claire Perkins, and today I'm talking to Guy Singer. Guy is the author of The White Building, The Tea Room, The Buddha's Eye, and the Cambodian Innocence series, all of which are set in Siem Reap, Cambodia, or Phnom Penh, Thailand. Guy's latest book, Starboy, is due for publication on the 9th of May. Hi, Guy, thank you for coming on Book Talk Radio Club.
Hi, Claire, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. So, Starboy is an irreverent look at Earth's next saviour, guided by the uber camp angel Julian. I see Julian as a very flamboyant Mr. Humphreys from Are You Being Served? I'm laughing just thinking about him. Did you have a particular person in mind that inspired the Julian character?
Not really. The character grew as I was writing the book.
Okay.
As the first chapter progressed, he developed. I didn't initially even have an intention of making him gay.
Right.
It just grew as the story went on. I decided that for a comedy element, I wanted him to have a crush on the hero, Darasan.
Yeah.
And then it developed. And in the subsequent edits, he became more and more camp. Finally, I took the decision to go all the way and push the stereotype as far as I could.
It's lovely. I found myself laughing out loud when reading Starboy. Tell me, the Spartacus gay guide. You know, I laugh just thinking about it now. I've got this image in my head of a very camp gladiator in a sparkly toga holding aloft a placard that says, Spartacus gators follow me. Where did that come from? I mean, excuse my ignorance, but is there such a guide?
There is, actually.
Are you really?
Spartacus gay guide is a very famous guide used by gay people when they travel abroad.
Oh, fabulous.
It was launched in 1970 and comes out annually.
Right.
It's been a bit superseded in modern times by the internet.
Right.
But the first part of the book, Starboy, was written in 1996.
Oh, okay.
And then, it was set in 1996.
Yeah.
And in those days, if you wanted to travel abroad as a gay man, Spartacus was just about the only source of information for you.
Okay, that's interesting. I just had this wonderful vision of this very camp gladiator just sprung into my head. It's lovely.
I'm sorry about that, but they've never used a camp gladiator on their cover as far as I know.
I just like it, that's all. The book's hero, Earth Saviour, is Darasan. Tell us a bit about his character and what makes him Earth Saviour.
Darasan is a reluctant hero. The book follows his life in three sections. The first part is his birth. And of course, there he plays very little part. Then it picks up with him when he's about 11. And the last section is set when he's 20.
Right.
And in the middle section, his main plot theme is his hatred for his father or his fathers.
Okay.
Because he sees that they've deserted him, they've dumped him.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle section, he's getting to meet various people who might be his father, including the angel Julian.
Right.
And how he works through those fears and the psychoses and what have you, that's a lot of Darasan's character.
Right.
He goes on at the end to conquer his fears, and he makes peace with the people who do turn out to be his father. He has multiple fathers.
Okay.
Well, I won't go into the genetics of it, but he does.
All right, then. So, go on, carry on. Yeah.
And he does go on to fulfill his destiny in the very end.
Right, right. Starboy and the Tea Room, The Buddha's Eye, are funny and light-hearted books, yet The White Building is a dark story about the inhabitants of a slum building in Phnom Penh, involving gangsters, drug abusers, child abusers, pimps and prostitutes. So how hard was it to switch from writing the white building to the light and humorous tea room, the Buddha's Eye?
When I write a book, I immerse myself in the culture, the minds of the people. I do whatever I can to adapt to the theme that I'm writing to.
Right.
My previous books to The White Building were also dark tales.
Mm.
In fact, the switch was to write humour in The Tea Room. That was the first of the humorous books.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed that a great deal.
Yeah, me too. Most definitely. I love The Tea Room, The Buddha's Eye, and The Two Aging Gay Socialites, and Baroness Astamoffet of Wolfardis Worthy, actually that's pronounced Wolseley, darling, and Miss Dorothy Gwendolyn Hunt and Blather are such wonderful characters. What was the inspiration behind those two?
The Tea Room came from a conversation we had one night in a bar.
Okay.
And a friend of mine and I were talking about opening businesses in Siem Reap.
Okay.
And how to make them successful.
Mm.
And I suggested to him that the only way of running a successful business in the area would be if you did it as a hobby.
Right.
If you were independently wealthy and could just open whatever business you want, not caring how it did.
Yeah.
And he said, what, like a tea room? And I said, yes, exactly like a tea room. And then we mentioned a mutual friend who, for obvious reasons, should remain nameless.
Of course.
And decided that the Baroness character would be an eminently suitable person to run this tea room.
Mm.
And lots of over-drinks conversations later, the concept of the tea room was born. And it is very much based on real people who I know and real society, all pushed a little bit to the extremes to add to the humour.
Right, right. They're fabulous characters. So tell Book Talk Radio Club's listeners a bit about the Cambodia Innocence series.
Cambodia Innocence series was the first series of books I wrote.
Okay.
Again, strangely, came from a conversation in a bar. We said, what would happen if you took a 13-year-old Cambodian boy and put him straight from the village in Cambodia and put him into central London?
Right.
And what would happen if you took a 13-year-old central London boy and put him into rural Cambodia?
Yeah.
And I thought that could be a short story which I would enjoy exploring.
Right.
5,000 words or something like that.
Mm.
80,000 words later, the first of four books was born.
Right.
And I loved the characters so much that I stuck with them for a total of four books. It's quite a dark series.
Yeah.
It looks at some very adult topics, things like sex trafficking, the various scams that are run in Cambodia.
Mm-hmm.
One of the books deals a lot with what we call orphanage tourism.
Right.
And it's hard reading.
Yes.
It has been used as a textbook to teach Cambodian students English.
Okay.
Which I actually found very interesting, and I went and met the class that was reading it.
Mm.
And they were enjoying it very much, and they commented how true to life they thought the Cambodian sections of it were, and how incredible to them the London sections were.
Right. Interesting, very interesting. So you've travelled extensively and lived in and visited many countries, and yet your books are set against the background of Cambodia and Thailand. Why choose the Far East in particular?
I started writing about 6 years ago. Mm. And at that time I was living in Thailand.
Right.
I like to write about places that I can research.
Okay.
So, although other people maybe can write about places that they read about or they research online, I prefer, it's just my way of doing it, actually to be there.
Right.
In the case of Cambodia, where I moved 4 years ago, I spent a lot of time traveling around the villages, getting to know village people, knowing how they lived in their particular communities, and then I felt able to write about their conditions and how they lived.
Mm. Yeah, you had to experience it yourself to be there. Well, you had to be there yourself to be able to write about it, rather than just, as you say, research it on the web, as it were.
It helps. It helped me a great deal, yes.
Okay. So do you see yourself writing a follow-up to either The Tea Room or Starboy? I mean, personally, I'd love to become reacquainted with the Baroness and Dorothy.
I doubt it, to be honest.
Now you've disappointed me.
Sorry about that, Claire. There is a vague outline for the Starboy novel to have a second book.
Okay.
That would be called The Cupid Files.
Mm-hmm.
And would follow Darrison after the book finishes.
Right.
As for the Baroness, who knows? I'm very much guided by my character.
Fair enough.
And if she wants a second book, she will tell me.
So what's next for Guy Singer?
I'm starting on a very interesting project.
Mm.
Shades of Harry Potter, but not Harry Potter. I'm looking at a bunch of school children in an English boys' boarding school.
Right.
The school is called Floxton Grammar, and it's set in the south of England.
Okay.
And I'm going to pick them up when they're 11, just arriving at the brand new school, with an aim of writing maybe 5 books to cover them up to their GCSEs.
Right.
And I've already written half of the last book.
You started on the last one first?
Yeah, well, I was going to write the last one as a standalone.
Right.
But I like the characters so much.
Yeah.
I thought the last one has, as when it eventually comes out, people will understand.
Right.
The last one has got to be the last one.
Hmm.
But I can put in prequels. And I thought, no, I won't do prequels. I'll write the series the right way round and start with book one and end book 5.
Okay. All right. So, as I said earlier, Starboy is being published on the 9th of May, but I understand that it can be purchased on pre-sale. Where can Book Talk Radio Club listeners purchase Starboy and your other books?
All my books are published by Amazon.
Yeah.
You can go online and search for Guy Singer.
Yeah.
And if you look either in Kindle or books, you'll find my books.
Mm.
There are also links from my website, which is guysinger.com.
Right. Okay, that's lovely. All right, well, thank you, Guy. That was terrific. Please come back on Book Talk Radio when you've published your next book. I'd love to chat with you and hear more. In the meantime, good luck for the future, and thank you, everyone, for listening to Book Talk Radio Club. Thanks, Guy.
Thank you very much, Claire. Thank you.
Bye.